message, because he would tell them the truth, and they go,
"Wow, what's my life going to be like? Am I going to meet that tall, dark age?"
Oh, we got somebody calling from one of my favorite area codes now.
What they didn't want to hear.
We got somebody calling from BC.
Fate. Yeah, he told them what was actually going to happen.
Hello, you're on the air.
They hate
Hello, you're on
they
the air.
They always wanted their money back after that.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Franklin.
Franklin, you're calling from the 604 area code. That's British Columbia.
Yeah, Vancouver, British Columbia.
How you doing?
Oh,
very good.
You are here on the internationally renowned Synesthesia on WCSB.
Right. Thank you, Synesthesia. Well, I've been lurking for quite a few years now, and I've only gotten up the courage after a few pints of beer to call into your show.
Well, what took you so long?
Well, he said he was lurking.
Well, I had to wait for a lot of people to die.
I thought he was working.
Yeah. So anyway, I really like what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm. You really did have a few, didn't you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I have a great... That's my point of view. I like what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Church of the Subgenius, eh? I've got some friends who told me about the Church of the Subgenius probably like in the late 90s.
They tried to warn you even back then.
They tried to warn me. They said, be careful with this stuff. It'll make your dick bigger.
I want my money back.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
So, anyway, I've been keeping track of your little mailing list there over the years. And I was just kind of curious as to what's happened to it in the last couple of years. It seemed like there's a bunch of, like... sort of weenies hanging out on it now.
Some weenies?
Are you talking about alt.slack, the old Usenet news group?
Yeah.
Well, if you would look at subgenius.com or something with the word subgenius in it, you would see that we abandoned that empty hole for a moderated group called Scrub Genius. There are a couple of authentic subgeniuses on alt slack who are trolls, kind of having fun with the poor kooks that were left on there. But
they're capable of is making jokes about each other's rectum.
You have it exactly right.
Equation for humor.
Those are the people who were left over after the subgeniuses migrated, or you might say were ruptured up to.
They're left behind.
They've
been left behind.
Is it migration or more like an exodus?
It was both. Go to subgenius.com on the web, if you would like, and click on the part that says news, or the part that says contacts, and that'll show you where the dues-paying subgeniuses fled to. Now,
The douchebag subgeniuses?
Well...
The dues-paying subgeniuses.
Yeah, the dues-paying
subgeniuses.
Yeah, the douche pain. The pain of the douche that Connie will give you when you fall into her clutches.
No pain.
Subsidiary.
No
pain. That's an offset group.
And guys, let me tell you out there, when Connie finally gets her hands on you, it's a little uncomfortable at first, but very quickly... You realize it's all for the best.
Appendages. She knows about the human nervous system. And
some of these guys on the alt slack list just make me give me diarrhea.
That's why we don't hang out there.
It can be messy.
I can see why you left. It's disgusting.
We couldn't get rid of them, and so we started a much more boring group called Scrub Genius, which is. It's a lot easier to read, and it's a lot friendlier.
Half the trolls.
Yeah, I kind of missed
What are the rites of initiation for this new mailing list?
Divergent people, huh?
What are the rites of initiation for this new mailing list?
You mean how much do you have to pay?
You just have to prove
that
you're...
Or how far do you have to bend over, or whatever?
You have to do a little of both, me lad.
You have to tell us when you joined the church and
bend over and give them your wallet.
What kind of a name? That's all.
Can people still join the church?
They have to. What do you mean? They can't not join the church.
Time is running out. But yes, they can join.
You weren't taking applicants anymore.
Right up to the very end, they can join.
Right. There are five more days left that you can join the Church of the Subgenius, and after that, there won't be
Yes, after X Day, membership is not possible. Well, new
so how many days do I have
possible.
Left?
Five.
5 days left.
Right. Yes. July, if I were you,
get cracking.
Get cracking immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, no one is going to be there to fill orders or answer the office phone, but it doesn't matter whether you have that membership card in your pocket when the saucers come. All that matters is that you spent the money. It doesn't even have to get to us yet. You just have to send it this way. That triggers your name to be entered into the Exist Book of Life, or Book of Humans, they call it.
The
Akashic Records.
The
Book
Records.
Of Life and Revelation.
You know, I heard that years ago, like back in the 70s, there was a scam that somebody ran where they just ran ads in all these different classified sections of all these different newspapers. It said simply, last chance to send your dollar, and had a P.O. box that listed.
Right. Yeah, back
and that's all the ad said is, last chance to send your dollar.
And that, by that God, they sent it in.
They got in trouble.
They got in trouble.
You have to use, you have to say, last chance, send $500. That will get results. If people see something sold for a dollar, they figure, well, it's nothing. Anything's
right.
For a dollar can't be worth anything.
And something for free they have no respect for. But they're good Xeroxes.
Yeah, they are.
I wonder, though,
now that
if you can help me, though.
Again, they are.
I want to get involved. I want to be a part of the church. I want to make sure that I'm protected when the rapture comes.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a little bit concerned.
Forget about the rapture. That's the least of your worries.
The rupture.
Okay. The rupture.
The rupture.
The herniated.
A primary concern.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, I'm being harassed by somebody, and they're on your old mailing list.
You're harassed by
these
beings?
Emails about this this healing, this sort of Benny Hinn kind of healing people with the magic potion, snake oil.
Healings
bullshit.
And sickening.
Oleum serpentis.
You mean the RNA drops? Are you taking the RNA drops?
RNA. It was against the law to sell gullible idiots ridiculous products. I'm sure we'd all be out of business.
Anodynes and nostrums. Placebos and the entire pharmacopoeia of subgenius medicine.
All available.
Anyway, I'm being harassed by your Canadian Bob Dobbs.
Well, that's
being harassed by the Canadian Bob Dobbs. And now that's funny because that is something that you and I would have in common. I've gotten some harassing calls from him recently as well.
RCMP on that boy and see what happens to him then, eh?
The Mounties.
Yes, they're all into Marshall
McLuhan's. But what's the story with him, though? I'm not sure what to believe because I've talked to a few people because I'm in Canada here and they say that the Canadian Bob Dobbs actually gave you the idea for the image of Bob and the whole story.
Well, good. You want to put those stories to rest?
Love more than hearing Bob Dean desperately try to get some kind of attention.
Of all the scams you could run.
Or positive, any kind of attention.
Of all the scams you could run.
The only thing that poor guy lives for.
And sadly,
Can you imagine being so obsessed with the Church of the Subgenius and so jealous of me personally that he names himself after a
I could understand. I could understand if this were like the Church of Scientology, where there's some actual real money. But in the Church of the Subgenius, like nobody ever got rich.
The medium is the message, indeed.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Anyway,
I am actually by their fruits, you shall know them.
Concerned because he's been tapping my phone line. He's been cutting into my phone calls.
No.
You know what's funny is I had a dream.
I'm trying to find a safe harbor here.
I figure that maybe the enemy of my enemy could be my friend.
Isn't his wife like a scam artist too of some kind?
I don't know anything about her.
I had a dream. I had this nightmare once.
I'm on some McLuhan mailing list, And the other McLuhanites that are calling and saying that he's a fraudulent McLuhan
scholar. Hasn't got a clue.
What does this
Was that in Annie Hall? Was that in the movie Annie Hall where Marshall McLuhan showed up?
Yes, it was.
Like, yeah.
Yes, but the time for arguing about Marshall McLuhan has come and gone.
I mean, seriously, what century is this?
Yes, that's so old age thinking. Now we're
Neil McLuhanism is back.
You might as well. I mean, geez,
time to take that.
Actually, some of the stuff that I've heard attributed to Marshall McLuhan is every bit as pointless as the stuff I've read by Tom Friedman. Like,
well,
that's how
had a great deal in
like
common
it just
with
sounds
it.
So like oh
Professor
there's
Irwin
this big
Corey.
Thing happening. It's a big thing, and I can tell you all about it. It's
Professor
there's big
Irwin
things
Corey.
Happening over here and over there, and like it's totally pointless.
Behold,
and people sure have weird ways of picking what they're going to latch onto and reach from.
It always struck me as rather sophomoric. Jay June,
alas, tis so. Something
I'm
that adolescents
June
go through, a necessary stage in youthful male development, perhaps
yeah,
at one time.
Yeah, I had
since
a
superseded
little
by other more elegant tropes.
I read all that stuff when I was 15 or so.
So you don't think that any of that McLuhan stuff is relevant?
That's
but
your
you know, neo-McLuhanism is back.
More so than ever, but less so
as
than
a way
ever.
Of trying
ever so
to
much
explain
more so.
The changes that we're.
I want to hear about the RNA drops.
I do too.
The
I
RNA drops.
Tell about the RNA drops because they're magic.
Two under the tongue
they're
before
magic
bedtime.
Drops.
What are, yeah,
they'll
the
make
RNA
you live forever and you can fly.
The eyedropper. Two
but
beneath
they're really
the tongue.
Making some pretty big claims here, and I don't.
You know what? Here's the thing about RNA is it's already found in every cell in your body. So why would you take drops of it? What kind of
well,
RNA
they have
are you talking about?
A big enough price tag on them.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You just put some fancy labels on it, and you charge a whole bunch of money for it.
Of millions of juddering.
You know, once upon
nanobots.
A time, I was a snake oil salesman myself for 2 years, some time ago. It was great.
That stuff really
works. Did you ever
works.
Go to one of those medicine shows? Remember?
It
yeah.
pays
I
off.
Actually
and
had to run that.
Stand up on the buckboard and start.
I got myself a nice top
and
hat and a cape and a monocle and a mustache and a cane.
You could do snake handling. It's not commonly known that they do have handles.
I didn't call it snake
do.
Oil, though. I called it oleum serpentis because
that's
if you
what you
put
gotta
it by its Latin
it.
Name, then nobody knows what it is.
In the Church of the Subgenius, we do fake handling. We handle fakes and make fun of them and undress them.
Well, there's one snake that I there's one snake that I handle a little too often.
Well, we're going to give it some mice to chow down on.
Pinkies, they're called the little infant. The
right.
Jay Biden, what am I going
to
do tonight?
To your
you told me you're going to put the Canadian Bob Dobbs thing to rest for me, and I'm not quite there yet. So just what else can you do for me? I need to be
well,
exercised
you need to
with this.
Bury, well,
here's a hint. If you're going to pick some kind
of middle of the night,
if you're going to be obsessed with some kind of pathetic loser, pick a better one. And that's really all I have to say about the fake Canadian Bob.
That's fun while it lasted. Explains the whole thing. If you want to identify
even the fake Canadian Bob picked a better fellow pathetic loser to be obsessed with in the Church of the Subgenius. Even he had better taste in dumb obsessions than anybody who latches onto the fake Canadian Bob.
Hmm. Well, there is
and
that.
And that's the way it is.
Once again, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Now you're talking. What?
Or by their trail of dead.
Or by their fruit. Yeah. By the. By, yeah. By
delicious
their
growths.
Fruit
on the many.
By their strange fruit,
trees.
We shall know them.
That's by right. their nerds, encouraged by Bob Dean to call the synesthesia show. That one chance that they get to finally
yes.
talk to Stang, who
yes.
will take calls for
force the subject of the pink Canucks, the false Bobs from Canada.
And he was from the cool part of Canada, too.
Well, there is that.
You know, maybe these nuts are onto something because they call from places like New York City and Vancouver, B.C. and like those are cool places.
Swarming
like,
centers.
Now, why
of human
did I take it all wrong when he said maybe these nuts are onto something? I thought he was talking about.
It's not that
testicles.
They're onto something; they're on something.
Yeah,
usually prescription drugs.
My testicles are actually connected to my body most of the time.
But which body are you talking about?
The undescended testicle of Jesus Christ.
Now, if anybody sees a spare, unconnected testicle.
Mm-hmm. Please send them on home.
Drop us a line.
Okay.
Send them on home now, y'all.
That's a remote orbiting ball.
Send it home.
Send it the homeless testicle tossed to me.
Jim.
I lift my lump before the golden door. childhood innocence is now gone, and we are left as cynical adults to weather the bitter winds that are blowing our way from X Day, from the launching platform area where the great saucer ship will descend.
Now, that was a large spaceship in 8.5, too, wasn't there, that never got off the ground?
Well, you didn't see it. It wasn't on camera. It took off after the movie was over.
I thought there were actually scenes where they were trying to construct that.
They built a huge spaceship set under construction. That was the set, an under construction set of a set under construction.
And when the movie was finished, they could complete it and take off. But it was important that it not fly during the movie.
Actually, I understand that that whole spaceship set ending was kind of an afterthought. The movie was going to end a completely different way. And just as the subject matter of the movie would indicate, everything's fake and unpredictable and unplanned, and you can't fit it all into a formula.
There's nobody at the controls.
And we like it that way. It's fun.
It's organic. It evolves on its own.
Hence, Slack comes dripping down from the heavens.
You'll get the best Slack that way.
Evolutionary, revolutionary. There's no stasis. There's constant movement.
But aren't we closing in on the magic hour when we get to go home?
It's getting near the hour. As El Duce would say, it's near the hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's time.
The time grows nigh.
Make the trains run on time. And organize.
Oh, not Il Duce. I'm talking about El Duce.
Oh.
Bob never made the trains. I think that's one of the greatest things that you could say about Bob was the trains never ran on time when he was in charge. I don't remember when
it was more than that. When Bob was in charge, it's not that the trains ran on time or didn't run on time. It's that time ceased to have any meaning on the trains.
The railroads reorganized time.
And the old engineer
system of time was created by the American railroad.
The trains ran on time, literally. Instead of stopping at fueling stations with big bins of coal or diesel fuel, there would be big bins of time that they would put into the fuel tanks of the trains. The trains literally ran on time.
Pour in from the hopper by the side of the tracks all those seconds, minutes, and pulped hours that had been crammed in by surly
railroad.
In the
summer, they would switch to daylight savings time, which has a much lower octane. And
daylight shaving.
Nobody could ever really understand why they did that seasonal switch. I think it has something to do with California regulations. I don't know.
And in the winter, it was back to the fungus and the berries that their grandmothers had given them. They looked out the window and knew that the time was nigh.
We're going to take one last call. I can't wait to hear what this is.
I want to hear about the RNA drops. I want to hear about the RNA drops.
Hello,
Android
you're on
meme,
the air.
Android meme.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Are you
Dennis again?
On
I
the
want
air.
To know about